I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Energy drinks. I don't drink those drinks. I know how popular they are. I'm getting ready to hit you with some numbers here in a sec. But do you drink them, Amy, at all?
No, they're terrible for you.
Right. And do you drink them?
No.
I don't drink them. I don't even like the taste of the drinks. If you combine the energy drink and sports drinks together, that's $25 billion a year.
No doubt.
In sales. Red Bull alone last year did $4,685,000,000 in sales. That's one brand. Red Bull alone, $4 billion. Right behind that, guess which one? The other most popular.
Monster.
Monster is right behind that with $4,192,000,000.
And people are drinking that just on their way to work to go sit at their office job. Like, oh, I'm sleepy today. Let me slam this Red Bull.
And as I said earlier, this guy's losing his tongue. He's got pictures of it on the internet where there are all these, you know, these gaps and blotches eaten away.
Yeah, because he drank how many a day?
Six a day.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Six a day of those things. So are you drinking these? I want to talk to somebody who drinks these on a regular basis. I don't even know what effect it would have on you. I don't drink them. I've tasted a Red Bull.
It's like similar to the taurine stuff. That's what Red Bull has in it, is taurine.
So I'd like to know if you're drinking these things, and I know a lot of you mix those with alcohol, the Red Bull with alcohol. Again, not a good idea.
No.
But people do it all the time. But if you're drinking these things, I want to know, and how many of them are you drinking a day? How many are you consuming a day or a week? I hope it's not many, because especially if it happens to you, what happened to this guy who's having to have his tongue removed. Oh my God.
And then you're going to start a GoFundMe page to help with your medical bills, but you could afford energy drinks.
What does that do to you? You can't. It's impossible.
I can't.
I guarantee he'll find somebody before I do to love him.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And the worst part is no taste buds. You can't taste.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's my question for that. If you are craving something, you really crave the taste of it.
Yeah.
Do you never satisfy that craving?
I don't know. I saw, and I can't remember what TV show it was on. Maybe I saw a YouTube clip where a girl was on a date and she was explaining to her boyfriend that she has no sense of smell or taste.
Really?
Yes, that she's lost the senses, both the smell and taste. She doesn't. She still eats and enjoys it, but no sense of taste. I don't know how you do
that. Well, if somebody out there doesn't have a tongue call, well, no.
Yeah. So
text
that.
Us.
Text.
So there's this guy getting his tongue cut out because he's drinking like six energy drinks a day.
Yeah.
I don't know what brand he was drinking. There's a lot of those out there. There's just a ton of them. The number one seller by far, well, it's neck and neck at number one and two between Red Bull and Monster. Other people are way behind those guys, but they have the bulk of the market. 680 Wolf, what are you doing? Hello.
Hey, I'm on my way to work right now. I drink Monster.
What do you do for work?
I drink like. I do maintenance at an apartment complex in Moxville, North Carolina. But I drink probably around three a day.
What?
And I've been doing it for probably 3 years, and I've never had no problems.
Okay. All right. So you're doing about three a day. Now, is that 5 days a week or 7 days a week that you're drinking three a day?
Probably about 6 days a week. On Sundays, I probably have maybe one or two because I'm sitting at home relaxing.
What's your name?
Dallas.
Listen, I know that we don't know each other, but I really need you to switch to coffee, espresso. Just, it's terrible for you. It's terrible for your heart, your insides.
Dallas, she's going to worry about you. She's going to worry.
I know.
Well, like I said, it's been for 3 years now. And you
30
know,
years?
Three.
Oh, three. Oh,
yeah, three. Just three.
Dallas, you're stressing us all out. We need you to stop.
Well, Dallas, I hope you have a good day today. Keep that energy level up.
No, don't. Drink some coffee and some water.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Dallas.
Hey, Dallas. Bye. 680 Wolf's the number. Yes, hello.
I was with my cousin last weekend, and he drank four Red Bulls in about the span of 2 hours. It was crazy.
Were you guys out drinking?
No, we weren't. I'm 21, he was 16, and we were at a skate park. And I was like, are you really going to do that? And I'm not his mom, so I didn't tell him not to. But he put them all down. It was crazy.
It's so, it's like stressful to see. But that cannot be good for your heart and your insides.
Absolutely not. I told him that I'm not even going to show up for his funeral.
What's your name?
Logan Grant.
Logan, thank you for checking in this morning, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, y'all have a blessed morning. Thank you.
Hey, Logan, thanks. Hey, listen, here's the, you want to talk about switching to coffee. You know, we all drink coffee. You guys drink more of it than I do. I was drinking more of it, and I just found that it was more of a habit for me than anything else. And I'll occasionally have a cup on the weekend. I did this weekend. But, you know, you can buy coffee that is like super caffeinated. You know, it's got more caffeine. There's some brands on the shelf that you can look and see that it has more. And I'll just go ahead and tell you that here's a common drink that people would get, the Starbucks Classic Cafe Mocha.
Yes.
All right. So per ounce, that has 10.6 milligrams of caffeine. Okay.
That's not a lot.
10.6 milligrams per ounce.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
For that coffee, that common one of Starbucks' biggest sellers. Now, you can buy the Black Label brewed coffee that has 1,555 milligrams per fluid ounce.
That's enough to kill you. Yeah.
That's too much. People think that dark roast is higher in caffeine. It's not, because the beans are roasted longer. Roast some of the caffeine out. So go for a lighter or medium roast if you want more caffeine out of your regular coffee. But people who drink these insane drinks, all right, what are you doing?
I don't understand it. When you know it's, I mean, you flat out, you know, it's dangerous to drink a bunch of those things.
Well, and all that it does, your body gets used to. So if you drink two cups of coffee every single day, it doesn't have the same effect. Your body adapts. So I literally just listened to a podcast. I was hiking on Pilot Mountain on Saturday, listening to the James Altucher Show podcast. And he had this person talking about like the benefits of mushrooms. Mushrooms have caffeine in them too. And you should change your diet up. Consistently, like there's seasons outside. Your diet should have a season. You shouldn't just be slamming the same stuff over and over again, especially when it comes to things that alter your state of being.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I used to work at a company that was, there were the general manager of the station. He was a Mormon, and you know, they don't drink those kinds of drinks that, you know, that alter your state of mind or whatever. So he never drank those things, and this guy was full of energy. I mean, he really was. He was boundless.
That's because he had eight women, eight wives.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.